Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life of Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley, North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 11th of June, 2012. And for many, I suspect it's a welcome back to the office after a week away. For us, it was one hell of a week with school exhibition, the Jubilee, half term, and an endless stream of visitors. But it's great fun, but looking forward to getting back to work, I think. And we're thrilled that Planning for Life is featured in a Daily Telegraph article this weekend on life planning. It's a good article, and I'll send out a separate link to that to anyone who's interested to read it. Turning to the markets last week, actually quite thin on data, but there was a lot of bank activity. Plus, we also saw fallout from the previous Friday's disappointing US jobs report. However, this led surprisingly to one of the best weeks on the markets this year. Really on the belief that stocks have been oversold in the previous couple of weeks, I think. Turning to the regions and highlight what happened last week. In the US, employment figures were looked at in a little more detail and seen as less bad by analysts and traders. Ben Bernanke gave a rather neutral testimony to Congress, no clear signs on whether there would be further quantitative easing or not. But there was some positive manufacturing and export data, and overseas news, reasonably positive news, was a key driver of US markets towards the week's end. Heading across to Europe, the ECB also met and left its policy unchanged. Really, I think, just put pressure on European governments to sort out the euro mess. The Bank of England also met, no change whatsoever. And no further quantitative easing, which did surprise some people, seems to indicate that the bank are still worried about inflation, even though it is falling quite fast at the moment. We also saw confirmation that the UK economy contracted for a second quarter by 0.3%, putting us in recession again. And to be fair, data around the rest of Europe continues to worry, particularly falls in German manufacturing, industrial production and exports. As you all heard on the news, Spanish banks were downgraded, and as a consequence of that, a call from the Spanish government for 100 billion euros of emergency funds from the Euro bailout fund were accepted, and that money is on its way to Spain now, with very few conditions attached to it, but that will be used to help sort out the Spanish banks. There are also indications that Germany may be softening its resistance to Euro-wide financial instruments, and that also had a positive effect on the markets. Crossing Asia-Pacific, surprise news from the People's Bank of China, which cut its rates by 0.25%. That is a very unusual move, given that the bank usually uses bank reserve ratios as its key control mechanism. But there is some concern that this is actually just preempting a raft of disappointing news due this coming week, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens on that. Across in Japan, one quarter GDP is revised upwards to 1.2% on the quarter, which is good. But equities in Asia-Pacific were mixed, really, on conflicting internal data. And fears of slowing growth in China and initial German resistance to the Eurobond scheme. Looking across at some of the other indicators, the US dollar was down against all major currencies except the yen, and that was really a sign of decreasing risk aversion, as Spain did the honourable thing and Germany agreed to at least give some consideration to the Eurobond scheme. US Treasury yields also rebounded strongly from an overbought position at the end of last week, once again an indication of lessening risk aversion. So let's have a quick look at the markets. Generally up, reversing severe losses of the previous week, Japan up 3%, Far East up 2%, Europe and UK up 3%, US up 4%. Oil unchanged at around $83 for West Texas Intermediate, and gold down another 2% to $1,595. So what's the bottom line? Well, I think signals that Europe can sort out its problems led to a feeling amongst investors that risk aversion had gone too far, really. And despite ongoing disappointing economic data, we did see rallies in equities and currencies and a move out of bonds, and that may well continue this week. However, politics is going to dominate this week. We've got the Greek elections on the 17th of June, which could be a leading indicator as to which alternative Europe's voters will opt for, a breakup of the euro or full financial union. And that's it for me. Have a good week. We're regulated by the Financial Services Authority and don't please take this as advice. Thank you.